Chairman, the delegation of Cuba would like to associate itself with the statement that was made by the delegation of Indonesia speaking on behalf of the movement of the non-aligned. The international community has taken a very important step towards nuclear disarmament when it adopted Resolution 71/258 of the GA, which decided, among other aspects, to hold a conference, a United Nations conference, to negotiate a legally binding instrument that prohibits nuclear weapons and leads to their full elimination. Cuba considers that this is a milestone in the history of the United Nations. Cuba has become the fifth country to ratify this treaty. We believe that it will strengthen the implementation of Article 6 of the NPT. Chairman, we're concerned, and we believe it's unacceptable, when we see the lack of progress in the implementation of Article 6 and the lack of compliance of the of implementation of the overwhelming majority of decisions in nuclear disarmament. This includes the non-fulfillment of the overwhelming majority of 22 actions of the Nuclear Disarmament Plan of 2010 and the 13 practical measures. The indefinite extension of the NPT does not carry with it in any way, shape, or form the indefinite position, the right to possess indefinitely nuclear weapons. Such interpretation is contrary to the object and proposal of the and purposes of the treaty. The effective implementation of Article 6 of the NPT requires that the review conference in 2020 should adopt a plan of action on nuclear disarmament with actions that are more specific and measurable, and where we establish a timetable for the fulfillment of the practical actions that are agreed. And there should be, for example, the elimination of nuclear weapons over a specific period of time and under international verification. Chairman, we would like to reiterate that a group of effective measures is required to achieve nuclear disarmament. First of all, we have emphasizing that the unilateral and bilateral reductions and the lowering of the operational status of nuclear weapons cannot replace irreversible reductions and the total elimination of these weapons. Next, a commitment to eliminate the role of nuclear weapons in the security doctrines of all member states of the NPT. Next, cease immediately all plans involving modernization, improvement, or extension of the service life of nuclear weapons and the associated facilities. Next, withdrawal of the nuclear weapons that are on the territory of states parties considered under the NPT as non-nuclear weapon states. Next, to stop immediately any plan for the militarization of space. Next, establish a standing committee for the monitoring of the compliance of the obligations under nuclear disarmament established under Article 6 of the NPT and practical actions involving nuclear disarmament agreed by this and earlier review conferences. Next, commitment by all member states to take advantage of this unmatched opportunity, which is offered to us by the high-level meeting on nuclear disarmament of the UNGA, which will be held in 2018, this year, in order to consolidate practical actions of nuclear disarmament and to present concrete results, which will make it possible to make progress in the negotiations that are currently ongoing. Thank you very much.
I'd like to